Hello and welcome into this week's edition of
Yeti!
Nina Blanco and I need to talk to some people. And so we started, yes, I'm talking to you, which of course cuts down to just Yeti. And when we have people we need to talk to, we like to start with the you, me, and we.
Yes.
Get something off our chest.
Yeah.
So you, Nina, what would you like to bring to the show today?
Okay, today I am bringing to the show Shake. From Love is Blind, that is a person.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's his nickname.
Okay.
Shake. He's a douchebag. I don't know how else to say it.
Okay. Like,
there's no other way to say it. And at first, okay, so if you're watching season two of Love is Blind on Netflix, you know exactly who I'm talking about. When this season first started, it's like, you know, you got to vet everyone that comes through, find the nice guys, find the quiet ones. And of course, there's going to be the loud ones.
Right. But don't they like specifically look for like this guy?
Usually.
That you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, usually. Usually, yes. But, like, this just, I don't know, the douchebaggery is on another level because okay. It's like he doesn't actually respect women at all. And seeing that kind of mentality on a dating show like this is just nauseating. I hate it. So, basically, if you've caught up, I had to put it up on TikTok because I couldn't believe the words that were coming out of his mouth. And let me just grab this TikTok really quick so that I have a reminder of what he was saying.
So he treats the women poorly or
both.
Both.
Like, he's such a tool bag. A little bit of a spoiler, but if you're not watching already, then you don't care. But he did end up getting kind of matched up with someone. He picked someone to be his fiance. She said yes. And the whole concept of the show is like you talk to each other through a wall and you don't see each other.
Sure.
It's like, you know, the whole thing is you put the physical aspects away.
Right. Love
but
is
like,
blind.
Yeah. His questions though, on the first date with these women are like, oh, I like to go to festivals. Do you like to go to festivals? Yeah, cool. I like to put women up on my shoulder so you can, you know, have a higher view and have some fun. Are you big enough? Are you small enough that would I have trouble lifting you onto my shoulders at a festival? So it was just very like, dude, this is literally not supposed to be about the physical, and he's making it about the physical day one. First of all, second of all, he got matched up, right?
Yeah.
He proposed, she says yes, they get to see each other for the first time, so they open the blinds or whatever, they get to see each other, they run into each other, they hug each other for the first time, they're seeing each other for the first time, they give each other a kiss for the first
time.
How
long do they talk before this happens?
For like a week.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean.
So he meets this girl that they're in love and they're going to choose to get married eventually. And his first time seeing her, you're on a TV show. You know that. You know your family's going to be watching. First time seeing each other, they run and they give each other a hug and he immediately grabs her ass. Not like a quick little like touchy. No. Full blown grabs her ass. In the most embarrassing, awful way that you can. That's the first time he's meeting this person, okay? Yeah. That's strike number two for me. Strike number three was this last batch of episodes. He goes, I'm not really physically attracted to her, but I'm getting to know her mentally and emotionally and all this, and it's really great. And so he comes up with these little sayings. He goes, I want to fuck you emotionally before I fuck you. And I'm like, no. And then he goes on to say, before I find out
well,
you're good
you
in bed.
You are going to ruin her. So that's probably.
He goes on to say, before I find out you're good in bed, I want to find out you're good in head. Meaning like mentally if she's,
I mean, that's on the same wavelength.
Like,
so,
but why?
That's like the one thing that he said that I'll defend.
But
is
why?
Is like, all right, so you want to get to know her, but I feel like he's just saying it to say it. I don't
exactly.
think he actually believes
100%.
It. 100%. But if he wants to get to know her before he sleeps with her, I mean, that's okay.
I mean, yes, that's totally okay. But the reason why he's not sleeping with her is because he compared her to his aunt.
But this is, oh God.
He said he can't look at her without thinking about his aunt. So keep, go ahead. Keep defending this guy.
That's no, fine. I was just that one that I was gonna, but no. Like, this is, like, women do this a lot, though.
What do you mean?
With the bad boy thing, they want to yell at them and they want to be mad at them, but they also said yes to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if that's the second question out of his mouth, how did he end up with somebody saying yes?
It's a good question, because I don't understand it either. That's, and she seems like a real nice girl, and it's like, oh, honey.
And it happens in, like, the real world all the time, too. like in the real world all the time. I want the bad boy. I want to go after the bad. I can fix him. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, he's just a trash person. Why did you say yes in the first place? Yeah.
And that's the question. But like at the same time, like Love is Blind, I fully watched it. I enjoyed it. I can't help but stare and watch some more and want some more for this freaking show.
You're just encouraging, what did you call him? Skidmark? What was his name?
I just said he was a douchebag, but I like Skidmark better.
What was his name though?
Shake.
Shake. Oh, Skid Shake. Skidmark, it's all close.
Oh my god!
But you're just encouraging more Shake, right? Like, cause
I don't know.
I know nothing about this show.
Yeah.
On this podcast, we've talked about nothing about the show except for
this,
except for Shake,
because he's a douchebag.
I know. And guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna keep casting douchebags.
Oh man, I just got a problem with this one guy in general. Shake, man, I can't do it.
Okay, well, I don't blame you, but also stop going after the bad boys, ladies.
Okay.
All right, you, me, and we. For me, I want to yell at the New York Times.
For what?
Have you been playing the internet game Sweeping the World?
Wordle.
Wordle.
Wordle. I haven't. I haven't played it. I know what it is. I know it's a game, but I haven't done it because I will probably be sucked into the Wordle wormhole.
Yeah, well.
So I'm not. I'm staying away.
The nice thing about it is they only put out one a day.
So you can't spend all day playing.
Right.
It.
Once you finish one, like you wait 24 hours till the next one comes out. Well, and it's a way that you can kind of get your fix every day, but not necessarily get sucked in and
I fall like all that. The way down
the trap. Yeah. It was very cool when it started. And it was a fun little word game and like no big deal, all this kind of stuff. The New York Times ends up buying it from this guy.
I heard about that.
For like millions of bucks. Good for him. Like, I have no problem with him selling out. Like, get your money, man.
So for sure.
You created some stupid game on the internet.
That is still like continuing to, you know, gather more and more players every day.
Yeah. So New York Times buys it and swears that when they take it over, they're not going to make it harder.
Uh-oh.
Now, they're notorious for having things that are easy at the beginning of the week and they get harder as they go on. The New York Times crossword puzzle is one of the hardest in the world on their Sunday edition.
Gotcha.
And so, like, if you do the Monday crossword puzzle, it's super easy. Wednesday's harder. Saturday's even harder. Sunday's the hardest.
Gotcha.
And, like, there's no spoilers here because once the 24 hours is up and the word is over, then it's just gone and you can tell other people what the word is.
Okay.
So I won't say what the word is for today, Monday, but I will say that it's like super normal and simple.
Okay.
Right? The word on Sunday was tacit.
What is that?
T-A-C-I-T. Tacit.
I don't even know.
Have you ever heard of that word?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard that word before.
The word on Saturday was swill.
Swill?
Right? Like, these words were like,
oh.
Right. They were things like jumper. You know what I mean? Like it was fun to play. You would it was just like stupid words that you could figure out pretty easily. And you wanted to take your W for the day and like feel good. And how long did it take me to get it? You had a streak of 30 days going, and all of a sudden they come in with swill and tacit.
Tacit.
It means
so now the New York Times is aiming to just drag you down when at first Wordle was building you up.
Right, yeah. Tacit. Understood or implied without being stated. Oh. Now, you know me, Nina. I like weird words.
You do.
Like,
you've got a very good vocabulary.
I enjoy figuring out what they mean and then using them. And I like, it's just something that I like doing. Stop it, New York Times. Like, what are you doing to us? This was just supposed to be like, so, like, I wake up in the morning, I pour a cup of coffee, I do my Wordle. It takes 15 minutes. Now I'm like sweating in bed as I'm laying there on my Wordle. God, what's going to happen? Is it going to be like, tacit is going to be the word.
That's too much.
How dare they make it so much harder? Like, it, I don't know. You don't seem as offended by it as I do.
Because I'm not playing it, but I understand that. Because when you first started and then, you know, New York Times, they buy it and then, oh, we're not going to change anything. It's going to be the same game you love, but they lied to you.
It's supposed to be like your daily win.
Yeah.
Like you get a little, you get it in five words or whatever, and it's like, yeah, woo, like a little daily, pick me up. Okay, great. And they wrecked it for you. Like, now you're there sweating. I don't want to lose my streak.
Yeah.
They pick words that, like, particularly, like, four of the letters are very common, and the fifth one is
different.
Like, you could swap it out with a whole bunch of different letters. So, like, you're going down and you have all these letters right, and you just have to keep trying to plug in a different letter. It's so, I hate it. I'm so mad.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for ruining Wordle.
Oh, New York Times.
How fucking dare you?
All good things must come to an end.
Yeah, right. I think time is up.
Right.
You, me, and we. For the we wanted to complain about the hundreds of millions of Americans who are going to be stuck in this Arctic blast.
Yeah, it's coming.
And, like, it's, like, two different storm systems that are each getting amplified by, like, this Arctic cold air.
Is that what it is?
Apparently.
Oh.
Because it's supposed to snow, like Monday night into Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday night into Wednesday into Thursday, I think. And I think they're like two separate storm systems. But
we're going to have snow till Thursday?
I think so. I don't think it's going to be a lot. I think it's just a little bit. But it's supposed to be cold and snowy till...
And then it gets icy.
It gets icy.
That's not good.
This is like... And sure, complaining about the weather. Like, what are we going to do about it? Mm-hmm. But this is why this time of year is so tough.
What?
Because if it was doing this and Christmas was next week,
yeah,
we'd be like, oh my God, it's a white Christmas.
It's perfect. It's going to be summer. Aww. Exactly. Exactly.
And now we're just like, oh my God.
We're done.
How long till spring?
We're done. And you know what is even more not fair is just like in Denver yesterday on Sunday, it was so nice. Yesterday was a tease on spring.
I think that's the only reason that I'm going to like survive it.
Because you got to feel it yesterday.
Like, yeah, one day I like literally went outside in my shorts and just sat in the sun for a couple minutes.
It was very nice. But yeah, we're going to have like 4 days of cold and it's taking our Colorado sun away. And yeah, I'm very upset about it.
Have you been leaving the house a little bit more? Or are you still kind of COVID?
No,
strapped into the house.
I am strapped into the house, but it's driving me crazy. Like I just realized, because sometimes you don't realize it. Sometimes you're just in your little cocoon, you're in your bubble, and it is what it is. But you don't realize that you're slowly being driven crazy and that like your attitude is changing a little bit. You don't realize it. Yeah. And I realized that I think yesterday, because yesterday was such a gorgeous day. And I don't know, I was just so crabby and grumpy at the same time. But then once I got outside, because the boy and I went to go run some errands, once I got outside and it was really nice and you just felt the sun on your face, I was like, oh, I needed this. But I didn't realize, like, I haven't been outside in a while.
Yeah.
Like, well, bitch, get outside.
And some of us don't have jobs right now. So
exactly. I'm just chilling at home all the damn time.
Yeah, like we don't have a reason to go outside even to get in the car and go to work.
Yeah.
But I think that goes for people who are starting to work from home too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the pandemic, it was encouraged by a lot of people like go take a walk, that kind of stuff, just because we knew we needed it. But people are still working from home. And I feel like the emphasis on that.
And people are still becoming unemployed and then having to stay home. Like, it's true, though. It's true.
But I just meant like if you're working from home, don't forget the mental health side of it of like being in the sun and going outside sometimes because it makes a difference for just. Like your head all together, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so since I found out that this Arctic blast is coming through for the next several days, I was like, okay, earlier today, Bonzo and I, we went for a walk around Sloan's Lake. I'm like, we got to get out. We went for like a 2-3 mile walk. It was great. And we felt that last bit of sunshine this morning that is now gone because all the clouds are coming in and it's going to snow.
Do you know what scares me too?
What?
And, I don't even know if you've heard this yet. Little side note, I guess, to the Wii. So Major League Baseball is in a labor dispute right now.
Spring training was
supposed to start like around now.
Oh.
And they're already canceling games. That's like their preseason.
Gotcha.
But what's our big kickoff for spring every year?
Opening day.
Rockies opening day.
Yeah.
Right? It might not happen.
What?
Like we might not have, I mean, at some point they'll have an opening day, but like if the labor dispute goes into the season, it could be in July. It could be in August. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, yeah. It could work like that.
Yes. Yeah. You could not have it all together. I mean, they've had seasons where they just canceled the season altogether.
Dude, that's not okay. Because last year's, it was what, postponed or whatever. Like, they still had it, but it was smaller.
It was because they couldn't have any fans in the stands.
That's right. It was the COVID restrictions. Yep. And then they had like a second opening day way later into the season. Yep. And this time around, just because like you and I are unemployed and we're not doing, like, I was excited. I'm trying to go out there and get wasted off my ass and not have responsibilities.
It's weird because like two of the biggest, I hate to say drinking days, but like party days of the year downtown are St. Patrick's Day and then
which the parade is happening this year.
Is the parade happening?
That's what I thought I saw.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what I thought I saw is the St. Patrick's Day parade for Denver is going to be coming back this year.
Which like they're not going to be able to stop St. Patrick's Day. Like people are going to want to have it because that was the first week of the original of 2020.
Yeah.
Like that was
the start of everything.
So we didn't have it that year and we didn't have it last year either because everything just kind of ran over. Mm-hmm. So you think you're going to deny people a third St. Patrick's Day. You got another thing coming.
Yeah,
like they're going to do it they're going to do it whether you want to or not. So like you still have that, but then they're supposed to be on top of that. Like this opening day party.
Fun.
And like in the city of Denver, it is a party. They make sure it's always on a Friday. Like
it's a big deal.
You might not get it this year.
Dude, why'd you have to tell me that? I'm already like depressed about the snow coming in and then you throw that on top?
That's what I'm saying. Like spring feels so far away and that's part of it for me. Is
so rude.
I'm supposed to be getting like baseball updates right now.
Yeah.
You're not. Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to cry. It's fine.
All right. So we don't like to be all negative on the podcast. So we try to bring something positive each week. It's the tell me something good portion of the show. And I couldn't decide where to put this in the show because I have mixed feelings about it. But I decided to put it in the good and I'm interested to know what you think.
Okay.
So LeBron James was at the All-Star Game in Cleveland, which happened just this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And at the All-Star Game, they started talking to him about his future. He's getting up there in age. You know, he's still very effective as a basketball player, but he will be a free agent after the year is up.
Okay.
So they were talking to him about what he's going to sign for a contract. Is he going to keep playing? Is he going to retire? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
His oldest son, Bronny.
Bronny.
Yeah.
His name is Bronny. Yeah. Okay.
I think his name is also LeBron.
Oh, okay. They call him Bronny. I was like, he did not name his son Bronny.
B-R-O-N, though. Okay, okay. Not like the paper towel.
Okay. He's a LeBron Jr. I was just like, his name is not Bronny.
But like LeBron is LeBron. That's the problem with it being your first name.
But no, I get it. If he's an actual, he's LeBron, but the nickname is Bronny. But I thought he just straight up named him Bronny. Anyway, proceed.
So he's a very good basketball player, but he's only 17 years old. He'll probably make the NBA.
Yeah.
But it could be based mostly on name, not entirely, but like maybe a little bit.
Sure.
But he's ranked like number 40 in his like high school basketball class. Like he's not a bad basketball player. He's not LeBron James, right?
Yeah.
So he might make the NBA. It might be a couple years. He might go to like 1 year of college. But LeBron James said that he's definitely going to play. Like the dream is to play until his son gets drafted.
Oh.
And then he's just going to sign a contract with whatever team that is.
Oh.
And play and wants to play with his son.
Oh.
Which has happened before in sports, but more like in baseball and stuff like that where you have maybe a little bit longer
careers,
And I think it's happened in hockey too.
That's so interesting. I've never even thought about that before because it doesn't happen that often.
Well, and it sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I get to play with my dad.
Yes and no.
Right. And this is why I didn't know where
because
to put this.
It's one thing if your dad is like a normal NBA player. It's another if he's LeBron James.
So now not only do you have an incredible, like you would have had a big focus on you already just because of who you are.
Yeah.
But now if your dad is there.
Yeah.
Like now you've got even more of a laser focus on you.
How is he going to do? How is he going to match up to his dad?
And like, I don't think anybody, because whoever gets him is probably not going to be a great team.
Yeah.
Right? Like you'd assume that he's probably going to be a higher draft pick. And so he'll go to a team that's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
But they're immediately cut. Like when LeBron James signs a contract anywhere, the question goes like, can you win a title? And so like, you're going to enter the league at 18 and play minutes and your dad's going to be there and they're going to be like, hey, do you guys, are you good enough that you guys can win a championship together? And like, that's the first question that you're going to have to answer.
Sure.
Then on top of that, like everything is about like the camaraderie of the NBA and like learning how to be in a locker room.
Yeah.
These guys gamble on flights. They go to strip clubs together. Like, right? Like you go drinking with your coworkers.
All right, son, let me teach you my ways. Yeah, this is how I met your mother.
Right? Like this be terrible. Like this would be awful. Your first time, you're finally an adult. You get your first real job.
Sure.
And your dad's there?
Ooh, but he's not going to be there forever.
But it's like, I would rather
maybe
him be there
one year,
a different year than not like my first year.
But if you have that special bond between you and your father in your first year that no one else gets to get, and then your second year you can go buck wild crazy, that's fine.
Do you and Norma have a special bond?
Enough of a special bond.
Would you want to work with her at your first adult job?
Absolutely not.
Like if she was working at she was the GM of the radio station that you first got your first real job for.
I mean, no. The answer is no. But at the same time, this is special. This is the NBA. His dad is LeBron. It's different. It's different me and normal working at a radio station.
I don't think so.
I do. I absolutely, this is a big deal. It's a bigger deal.
I understand it's a bigger deal and I understand there's legacies and stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. I get all that. But I feel for the kid. Because that's what LeBron wants, right? LeBron wants to be a free agent and sign a contract where his kid gets drafted and go play with him for a year. Mm-hmm. Anybody ask Bronny? And like, he doesn't have the opportunity to say no. Like, he gets drafted by a team and he has to go play for them. Sure. That's it. So it's not even like you or I where we can turn down that first job offer that we got because dad's there.
I feel like you're being really negative about this. Where's the good at? You're being so negative about this.
Because I don't really know how to feel about it. And part of the reason is because I have that opportunity with my dad.
Yeah.
Like he works in radio.
Like
it's a possibility for me at some point that I could work for or with him.
But you're glad it wasn't your first.
I'm definitely glad it wasn't my first gig in radio.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how it would work, right? Like because there are so many dynamics to father-son that are different.
Yeah.
At home than they would be for boss coworker who like in an office.
Okay. Then you talk to him and be like, listen, we have to a little bit lay down some sort of a law or line of respect. Right.
I don't know. But at the same time, it's really cool. Right.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool if LeBron James and his son play together. Like, it's a great story. Yeah. It'll be interesting for all of us.
But he's still like, hopefully anyway, Bronny has like a long career or longer than just the 1 year that he plays with his fingers crossed. Cause never know with athletes.
The average NBA career is like 3 or 4 years.
Okay. But if it's just your first year. Yeah, Dad, that was fun. Look at us. They get to talk about us and we did this because not everyone gets to do that. Okay, bye. I'm going to go off my next 2-3 years over here and do my own thing.
Assuming LeBron James retires.
Then you tell him to. Or you say, listen, Dad, you get to go on any team you want. Go on a different team than me. We did it one time. That's enough.
Listen, I know you would say that to Norma, but not everybody would talk to their parent like that.
Throw some balls. I don't know what to tell you.
I really honestly didn't know where to put it. Like, I was like, should I put it in Whack Ass of the Week?
Yeah.
Should I like, I don't, but I decided to put it in good news.
Where's the good part? You're being so negative.
Because for all of us, it's good.
It is.
It's
cool.
It's a super cool storyline.
Cool.
It'll be fun to watch them together. It'll be fun to watch their interactions on the court.
Yeah.
You know, like, is he going to go full dad mode on him when he misses an assignment?
Sure.
Playing defense or something?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he does to his other teammates now.
Well, okay, right? Then like, it's like not him treating general. Then it's the not him treating you like a son. He's treating you like his other coworkers. You know, hopefully, anyway, because if he favors him, that's another conversation right? we need to have.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. And then how do the rest of the players on that team feel?
Right, exactly.
You know,
and then it's eyes on LeBron and less on you. So
yeah, I mean, listen,
right?
It's absolutely, but that's why I was saying like it's a super fun story for us to follow.
Yeah,
but I don't know how it's gonna work out for them.
Man.
All right, and then finally, we like to let Nina kind of go off on her whack ass of the week.
Yes.
So Nina, who do you want to make your whack ass of the week this week?
So clearly I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
stuck inside watching Netflix?
I know, weird, right? So back to Netflix, I'm talking about the Tinder Swindler, which I'm gonna be totally honest. So I haven't even watched it, but like my timelines have been flooded with the Tinder Swindler.
How have I watched it?
I know, right? I just haven't had the time. I've been watching Love is Blind and catching up on that. Okay. So it's on my list, all right? But the Tinder Swindler, you know the deal with this dude. He's a con artist, right? But here's the thing, is the whack ass of the week is not actually the Tinder Swindler. The whack ass of the week are the idiots who are paying this guy money willingly because now he got a job on Cameo.
I saw this.
He's on Cameo and people are actually like paying this con artist who they know he is a literal con artist. They're giving him money.
There's two ladies in particular who kind of exposed this whole thing.
Yeah.
And their goal was to make sure other women didn't get scammed by him. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to be on every media outlet. They wanted to put out this show, blah, blah, blah.
They got a Netflix documentary.
Yeah, and they did a great job. There were women who literally saw his picture on like
Tinder
news sites
yeah.
and was like, I'm talking to this guy right now.
Yeah.
So it worked. They saved some women from the financial ruin.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it yet, he makes them take out loans. He eventually woos them into taking out loans to help them. And they're hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
Yeah.
And it's all in their name because he makes it sound like he needs them to do it.
He basically makes it like a life or death thing. People are after me.
Yeah.
No one knows but you because you're my lover and I need you to save me.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's... these people, these two women in particular, did this to make sure other women didn't go through this financial ruin.
Yeah.
As a side effect now of what they've done.
We're giving him money.
They've turned him into a celebrity.
I'm pissed.
he was never famous to begin with.
Right.
And they wanted to make him famous to be like, look at this terrible guy, blah, yeah. blah, blah. Which is totally fine. Like, they saved some lives, really, right. honestly.
Yeah, truly.
But... oh man, you've turned him into exactly what he said he was.
Right.
He's apparently dating like a supermodel now, an Israeli supermodel. And he's making money for being a con artist.
Like, isn't that crazy?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. We know he is a bad person. We know he has hurt people. We know that he is a con artist. We know he knows how to lie. We know he's made threats.
And
we know these things.
And you want him to send your Nana a happy birthday.
What? I can't. Do you know what his like messages are going for on Cameo?
No, I have no idea. Do you have Cameo?
I might have to look this up.
Yeah, see if you can find it real quick. It's just mind blowing. Like, first of all, who would you send it to? Because I would only probably send it to my friends, right? Like,
yeah.
I'd maybe send one to you that's like, hey, Nina Blanco, good thing you didn't swipe on me on Tinder. Happy birthday. But like why? Like, how is that even?
Oh my gosh,
worthwhile?
It's so stupid, right? Exactly. So I've got it. He made $30,000 in his first 3 days on Cameo. So he charges, it's $200 a pop for a personal video.
Get out.
$200 for a personal video if you want to send him, make him say happy birthday to grandma. Or for businesses, apparently there are businesses asking for his videos. For businesses, he's charging $2,000. Why? But people are paying this. Dude made $30,000 in 3 days.
Paying these terrible people because they're terrible people. Like,
I hate it.
Like, literally the reason that he's on there is because he's a terrible person.
He's and a you're bad giving guy. Him money. Yeah. Don't give him, give someone else. Give literally anyone else some money.
I know radio DJs and pro athletes that do this for
charity.
They're
on it. Yeah.
And they like all the money they make on Cameo goes to a specific charity.
Yep.
They don't even take it for themselves.
Exactly.
And instead you want to pay this guy.
The fucking Tinder swindler
who these women that he financially ruined, they're still like, even the two
they got it right, go fund me on them, because
the two that made the documentary even said at the end of it, like, I'm still paying back those loans. And like, luckily the creditors worked with her to, you know, make it so she's not in ruin.
That's
but
so messed up,
and this guy's making money off of it.
That's like, it's so messed up.
He's definitely, he and all of you that are paying him, if you can hear this, whack asses of the week.
Whack ass.
Whack. All right.
Whack ass.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We try to put this out every Monday for your ride home. If you want to yell at somebody, you can always find us on social media where we just complain in general. You can find her at the Nina Blanco.
Yeah, you said it wrong last time.
I did say it wrong. Why didn't you say anything?
It was whatever. It's fine.
You can find her at the Nina Blanco on all the social medias.
And you can find Dubs at Dubs the Third.
Oh, yeah. Did see, pressure was
you
on.
You got me nervous.
For you not to mess it up. It is Dubs the Third. There's a Z in there.
Spell D-U-B-Z. It out. Spell it out.
Dubs the Third.
All right. Episode 3. That's exciting. Look at us. 3 weeks of this.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Okay. Bye.